Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So if you look at last year and how that team ended up, I guess specifically with regard to Miami, do you feel like what Danny has done in this short offseason is enough to for this team to look at being able to advance farther next season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were a Final Four team, if you just want to put it that way, and felt like we had a pretty good fight with Miami and, you know, could have gone either way. Let's just leave it at that. Frustrated that we didn't go farther, but they beat us. But we're a Final Four team, and we've added, you know, Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague and a couple of rookies who can really shoot, and we'll see if they can contribute. And we've brought everybody else back except Gordon, who will be missed. But we spent a bunch of Gordon's money actually on Tristan and Teague, or some of it, and then we have this trade exception. So, you know what? This is a team that we felt like we could have been in the finals last year. We weren't, but we were close. We could see it from where we were, and we didn't get there. We've been to three conference finals in what, in 4 years?
Oh, my God.
It's like Governor Baker, if you asked them before the vaccine rollout if they were all ready to go and how they thought the website was going to do, he would have told you everything's going to be A-OK. We believe we're a top four website in the United States when it comes. I mean, that was Wick on the show in December, and clearly he thought that they had done things to improve the team in the short off season.
Yeah, we know from Ken and his boy, the janitor at Cleveland, that Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague. Well, what?
Didn't say Teague. Don't lump that in.
No, but I'm saying what Wick's saying is, oh, they added Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague, but you also lost Gordon Hayward, and now all of a sudden your team's better.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Well, and I guess that they were expecting that Kemba would be 100%. I guess.
But if you go with the reports of, you know, the other GM saying Danny's trying to ship off.
Then they didn't expect that.
Right. So you got to, you know, it's similar to what we heard John Lynch say about Jimmy Garoppolo, right? All right. When he's on the field and he's healthy, he's a good player. We like him. But the problem is we can't, it's hard to prepare for that because the most important thing is availability.
Did Jimmy Garoppolo have a good Italian bolognese recipe, Wiggy?
I don't know. I mean, I would hope that his grandmother might.
But Wick said yesterday also, Greg, on Brand X, they think the trade exception might be better used in the offseason. Like, they're not even going to do anything. This season
Danny
is
Danny said the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, when he did that interview a couple weeks ago, he didn't really feel any pressure to use it.
They are just he must cruising, feel, happy to be alive.
I mean, he must be hiding out in his home this morning. he must be willing to use it today.
If they traded for, let's say, Harrison Barnes or the, you know, J.J. Redick, does that do anything? The team still has
a veteran, somebody.
But they still have the same issues that they're going to be dealing with.
Do you agree with this texter that Wick is delusional?
Yes.
I didn't say that. A texter did.
I don't see that on the text line. That's so weird.
Well, Curtis just tweeted it.
By the way, great text. The best text of the year thus far. 603 says, I think Massachusetts should erect a monument of Charlie Baker and name it the Statue of Limitations.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing.
Tremendous.
Oh, well done.
This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Great show as always. So I got a thing to say. I want to comment on the Celtics, but my point first about the logo on the back of the NBA board about putting Kobe. It's not that Kobe doesn't, you know, shouldn't be there. But here's my thing. you know, we have players that are still currently living, like Michael Jordan, who was a lot better than Kobe. And it's sad that Kobe's situation. It really is. He did a lot for the game. But so has somebody like Michael Jordan. I'm using that as an example. Mm-hmm. Now, my thing is, why does Kobe deserve to be there over anybody else? Okay, and here's my second question. If you're going to put somebody on that backboard, it's like anything else. You know, shouldn't you do it while the person is alive so they can enjoy the glory of having their logo? I mean, it's like a family who has a lot of money, and the parents, instead of giving it to the children while they're alive so they can see and enjoy them using it and putting it to good use, you know, it's like you're going to wait till they die. Yeah. You know, at that point, you don't get to enjoy it. It's the same thing with this logo thing. The person is gone. It's sad. But it really is.
No, but it's a way to pay tribute. So Kyrie Irving is kind of leading this charge. And he wants the NBA logo is the silhouette. It's the silhouette of Jerry West.
Right.
And he wants it to be the silhouette of Kobe. And it's a way to pay tribute.
Right.
Would they put that on the ball in Denver when they played the Nuggets? Or would that go over well there?
Oh, boy.
But when you look at how kind of I remember I saw this on NBA TV one day, just the whole, like, the logo and how it came about. And it was that Jerry West was still playing. And he doesn't get paid for it. But there are some people that say, well, it really isn't Jerry West. But we all kind of know that it is. And there was a times where Jerry West was like, you know, I'm not a big fan of being the logo, right? So he's still alive. And you know, he had a lot of respect for Kobe Bryant because of the fact that he was with the Lakers when Kobe was there. I mean, yeah, I understand the thing about Michael Jordan. But when you look at just what Kobe Bryant did as a basketball player and the generation that he kind of, you know,
inspired his, and
right. Yeah. And so I think it's kind of a good tribute to Kobe. I wouldn't mind. And I think that would be a good look for the NBA to put Kobe Bryant.
I don't think it would. I think there's a large part of the audience that would say, what are you doing? And you'd be reopening something that people don't want to discuss anymore.
What, like what, though? What when they want to discuss? I don't get that.
Do you know what occurred in Eagle, Colorado, Wiggy?
Yeah, I know what happened there.
What happened?
Well, Kobe Bryant had the sexual assault issue.
Right.
Yeah.
That he didn't say he didn't do. He settled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very disgusting act that occurred. I don't think that the NBA wants to deal with having that person who some view that way on their logo. The logo should be something that everybody's behind. So if you want to put Bill Russell there, I think it should.
I think it it should be Bill Russell.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who don't know who Bill Russell is.
Exactly. And that's why you do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, that, yes, they would.
I mean,
how many people know who Jerry West is at this point?
No. But when you look at the Kobe situation, the NBA puts his number on jerseys. So they highlight.
Right. And you can buy that or not. It's not on every basketball.
Yeah. This is something you couldn't opt out of.
See, I think you're kind of, there are going to be people out there, but I think you're reaching on that one.
Reaching?
Yeah, I think you are reaching because I think when you look at the Kobe Bryant situation and how he changed his life and what he was doing to basketball, for basketball, how he was extremely involved with women's basketball. I think there are a lot of people that look at Kobe Bryant completely different. And you're going to always get those woke people, air quotes.
So what would be the complaint if you put Bill Russell as the logo? Who would complain?
I don't think anybody would complain.
There you go. That's why the NBA will do it.
We need to check with the daughter of the silversmith who was very upset about the Lombardi
Trophy. Great idea.
Can we get her sign off on this, please?
She's with Body Moving.
We're going to get to the dumbest of the day in a moment. Are we going? Can we please smash it or trash it when it comes to Louis Bello's new country song? Can we do that after the break, please?
Sure.
Because I told him that we would. This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Derek?
You know, I've said this before, and she just keeps proving it. I love Maria. I think she's a great caller. But, you know, this is the problem in this country with what we do. We cherry pick what we're going to be butthurt about from a day-to-day basis. Now we want to, you know, throw roses at Kobe, right? But, you know, it's Ben Roethlisberger down in Pittsburgh, right? You have Curtis yesterday, you know, do a eulogy and cry in his little cereal bowl over Tiger, who was one of the biggest womanizers, losers, treated people like dog crap.
Derek, quickly, before you keep going, Derek, quickly. When did Tiger Woods lock a woman in a bathroom in Milledgeville, Georgia?
Never happened.
Okay,
but
carry
on. You didn't read the report. Read the report. You're a typical diehard who goes by the little, headlines. You never read the report.
Yeah, I covered it in ESPN Radio at the time, but keep going.
Yeah, you didn't read the whole report, because if you did, you would know that that's not what happened.
Right, you're defending a guy that raped some people, so that's good. Carry on.
No, I'm okay. Treated people horribly.
Did you just dump?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep going. Clean it up.
Did you dump out of him?
Yeah, but he's still there. But
okay,
can't say the P word.
Okay.
No, guy, relax. I didn't realize that was such a bad word.
Panettone.
Holy smokes. But it's the truth. The guy treated people horribly. Horribly. He was, smashing pancake Waffle House chicks in a car. Like, now we want to, feel bad for him. Kobe did the same thing Roethlisberger did, whether Curtis wants to admit it or not. It's the same exact thing. Some girl was trying to do him for money after they had a little rendezvous.
Read
it's
the story,
truth,
Derek.
Curtis.
That is so offensive.
I did. Okay, so the college girl down in Georgia, first of all, I don't know if you know what was going on in the bar that night. Okay, but when you have DTF written in a black marker on your forehead and you're looking to party, I'm sorry, pal. You got to look at both sides of the story. It's just because it doesn't fit your narrative, you don't want to do that. The man was never even brought in for questioning. You know that, right?
He settled out of court, Derek. That's bad.
I know he did. He absolutely did.
Oh, do people usually do that when they don't
do
anything?
That's my point.
No, but they're different stories, and the fact that you're defending either of them is disgusting. They're both bad guys for what they did.
Get off your little, moral high ground. It's disgusting, okay? The bottom line is...
How would you describe rape, Derek? What word would you use to describe rape?
Obviously, I've never, ever would condone anything. I've never...
It sounds like you spent the last 5 minutes trying to.
No, you're wrong, and you're twisting it because I disagree with you. Just like you tried saying my call yesterday was the worst, and yet I actually am right about it.
Well,
so just
it's airborne. Look out, duck.
Derek.
Oh, COVID's flying.
Your call yesterday led to outrage in the trash community directed at Chris Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
The entire waste management removal community is infuriated with Chris Curtis after what he said about Trash Man yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And they are seeking their retribution. They want it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what their issue is, but I'm informed from the inside that things are not.
Be careful.
They're not well with the trash people.
Be careful, man.
No bueno.
You don't know about those trash people.
All right, we're a tad bit behind, which means that we'll have to do the dumbest of the day after we smash it or trash it with Louis Bello's new country song, and after Ken tells us what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's the Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Well, 127-112 the final last night. The Hawks all over the seas. I mean, it was over in the second quarter. They were down by 27 in the first half. Danilo Gallinari, 10 made threes. How does that happen? That's all the guy does. How do you let him shoot 12 threes and make 10 of them? Brad Stevens afterwards took some of the blame.
Well, I would say, Gary, what I say to you and everyone else is not what I say in the locker room necessarily. And how you say it is certainly very important. And I've had my moments. Let's put it that way. That said, I think this team looks like right now it's balancing playing unconfidently and unsure with the fact that we've had a couple that slipped away. And so the only way I know to get that back is to dive on the floor, is to take charges, is to sprint to help your teammates up, is to fight for every single possession. And that's our charge. And I don't know how to say it any more clearly than that, but it'll be said in whatever way it needs to be said, and we just need to find, make sure that we're doing our job. Listen, none of us are happy with the job that we have done. and I should be first and foremost on that list with where we are.
Sounds like he's saying that these guys are not giving enough effort.
Well, sounds like he's going to head to that locker room as soon as possible and give those guys a little bit of what for. Is what
give them a lot of what for.
That's what it sounds like.
Diving on the ground for loose balls.
What's the rush? I mean, take your time, Brad.
Yeah. I mean, you could compare it to the kid on the skateboard who keeps coming in the hardware store, and the manager has to run over there and tell the kid in a loud voice to get out of there.
Shake a broom.
What was the worst loss of the road trip? The Dallas massacre at the end, the 24-point blown lead in New Orleans, and then yesterday just not even showing up. That is a terrible swing.
He went on to say that it's young guys who've lost their confidence because they haven't been in this type of situation before.
You've been there the last 3 or 4 years, so what do you mean you haven't been in this situation before? I don't get that one.
Second half schedule released for the NBA. Celtics get the Brooklyn Nets first up after the break, March 11th. Pacers tomorrow, though, at the Garden. Bruins back on the ice tonight, 7 o'clock faceoff. Looking forward to seeing the Bees. 3-game road trip to New York City. Islanders tonight. Bees 11-3-2. They've got some injury news, though. Jeremy Lazan out 4 weeks with a broken hand, suffered in that outdoor game. Kevin Miller out a couple more games, it appears. Matt Grzelcyk is close, and Jakub Zboril probably good to go tonight. So,
and Sean Corrali will join us at 9 this morning.
Correct.
And we'll talk to Sean Corrali then, and we will smash or trash with the Louis Bello country song coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back to more The Craig Hill Show on EEI.
Staring at these walls tonight, wrap my head around what's wrong or right, trying to make sense of it all. Yeah, I know that it's 3 a.m., I appreciate you listening. Is it them, or could it be my fault? I'm just trying to make sense of it all. Yeah, you rescue me when I'm lost. Yeah, you fight for me. No matter what the cost, I don't know where I'd be, what I'd do without you. Cause you rescued me when I'm lost. You rescued me when I'm lost. When I'm lost.
Than others, you know, the ups, the downs, the highs and the lows. Guess we all go through that. Broke my own heart a few times before, shut out people I loved and locked the door. Tried to fix myself, never won. Yeah, some things just can't be undone. Yeah, you rescued me when I'm lost. Yeah, you fight for me. No matter what the cost, I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do without you. You rescued me when I'm lost.
All right, we Wiggy, you go first. You can smash it or you can trash it.
Right, because I'm not saying
smash. I'm saying that's a smash.
Yeah, like I'm not the country fan. So
I know you're not a country. I know you're not a country.
I would say that it sounds like any country song that I would hear on the radio. So that would be a smash.
So
right?
That's a smash. Right. I think. Danielle, is that baby? Is it you're smashing it?
Yep.
Now he's not from Nashville. Is this cultural appropriation of like a country?
I don't know. That's a great question for Louis Bello. Let's see here. Somebody wants to know if that is Christian rock, and it is not Christian rock.
No, that's on 107.3.
Smash hit. That is a 508 text. Smash hit. Here's somebody who says that reminds them of a Folgers commercial. I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Folgers mm-hmm. in the morning, when you're getting your coffee in the morning. That's a
but if
thing.
You were listening to top 10 country songs of 2021.
You would put that in there?
Yeah, it sounds like it could be right up in there.
Hold on. Louis has called the program here. Hey,
I
Louis.
Like the lyrics.
Louis, this is one of those things. You don't. I don't know if you want to be hear "Smash It" or "Trash It." Like,
I love this. This is I would love to be on a Folgers commercial. That'd be awesome.
Louis is a Boston guy. Mm-hmm. He used to be on the old show a lot. And yep. Just so everybody that artist that you did that song with is Jason Tucker.
Yeah, he's from Nashville.
So there you go.
How did you end up hooking up with him?
So I met him on Instagram. So I go to Nashville probably like once a month, and I saw a song he put out on Instagram, and I DM'd him, and we ended up writing a song a couple years ago, and then we became friends and started writing together.
That's
awesome. A good connection.
Louis, if you don't know it, Louis not only is an artist, but also teach kids music here in Boston, right?
I do. Yes, I teach part-time at the Trotter School in Dorchester.
Nice.
That's good. Kids need to get into music, man.
I agree.
And not just think that everybody's got to be the one holding the mic, but there's a lot of stuff, producers, engineers. There's a lot of stuff that
can you make anybody sound good? Like, could you take Wiggy into the studio and produce a song with Wiggy, like a duet with Wiggy, and make it sound good?
We could do it. I do have auto-tune,
yep.
So I think that would be good, Wiggy.
No, I believe it. You hear some of these artists nowadays, you're like, wait a second, anybody can be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, congrats on the song. It's called Rescue Me, and I would say you're getting more smash hits than you're getting trash hits, so that's a good thing.
Excellent.
The lyrics are good.
I appreciate it. You guys are the best, and I'm all for the Kobe logo, too.
You are?
So throw that in. I am. Yeah. I'm for the Kobe logo.
Okay. All right. Good.
It's about the lyrics, and I thought his lyrics were really good, you know, when you listen to a song like that.
I think I agree with Curtis that they should honor Bill Russell. I really do. I agree with Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not for
Keep
the same.
That, Ken.
Maybe,
no, I never said that, Curtis.
I mean, the NBA should honor Bill Russell. If they're going to change the logo, then it should be Bill Russell.
And they should rotate it. Like, you're on the Cisco Brewers logo in Nantucket every month. I mean,
they should rotate it?
Yeah.
At what expense every year. would that be?
You're in the expense. God, you're so obsessed
you're
with
a, you're a trophy
the Neshoba Regional.
You're a trophy for everybody, guy.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, I mean, Greg, you are going to be on the menu with a white T-shirt at Lincoln this week, so it's going to be a very big moment.
So the diet section?
It's the elderly menu.
It's the salad section.
But I think for, you know, like, I don't mind the Bill Russell thing, but I just feel like do we always have to honor people that, you know, played 60 years ago? You know, and I'm just saying, you know, when you think of Bill Russell, not that he wasn't a great player, not that he isn't deserving of it, but I think there's probably a generation, you know, especially now, of kids that watch the game and, you know, that might not know.
Point, Wiggy. Honor someone so that people get educated about who they were and why they're important to both the sport and the country.
It's the same generation that thinks D-Day is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're correct about that. Mm-hmm. But isn't it a good thing? As
no, Curtis I'm not saying, saying it's not a good thing.
For them to wonder who Bill Russell is and try to figure out, you know, what's the deal with this guy, Bill Russell, who's the new silhouette of the
right.
NBA logo.
And I'm not saying that it's not a good thing. I'm like Ken. I think it should be something that they should rotate every, you know, two decades or something like that. And I think for Kobe Bryant, you know, there's a lot of guys that are playing currently, good players in the NBA, that look at Kobe Bryant as you know, kind of a pioneer for, you know, how they become basketball players. I think Luka Doncic is one of them.
Okay, if Kobe Bryant were still alive, like we all hope he would be, would we even be having this discussion?
No.
Okay, so that's sort of the point.
Right, but that's why we're having the discussion.
But the point of this is that you can't have someone that is any way controversial who did things that are going to offend people on the logo of your basketball. You just, as a business, it's dumb business. That's why you put Bill Russell, who's the greatest winner in sports history, on the logo.
But
it's easy.
Can somebody redeem themselves? Like in the case of Kobe, did he redeem himself before
like
he
Denmark.
Passed away?
Yeah.
Like Denmark, yeah.
And there might have been people that looked at Bill Russell and didn't like some of the things that he was doing. Not that he was doing anything wrong in the sense of
that's the big difference.
Right, but with Kobe, and I agree with what Greg's saying is just because you settle out, does that mean you're guilty?
Yes, in my opinion.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so.
Then okay, so I can't have this conversation.
Well, I believe he's guilty. Do you? Do you think what he did?
Do you believe he's guilty because you think he's guilty based on the facts you've read or because of the settlement?
I think
it's important to differentiate.
Right.
Okay.
See, I don't
automatically think a settlement indicates a person's guilty. I think sometimes you just want to move on from the drama and put
right.
it behind
you. Like when Bill O'Reilly paid $30 million in settlements to Fox women, I believe he did bad things to those women. That's why you paid $30 million.
Or maybe like the settlements that Ken's candidate for president, Governor Cuomo, might
oh
have.
Oh, my God.
Gaucha.
Ken, you've been quiet about him.
But before we get to that, this is Curtis's biggest inconsistency because he's very into rehab. I understand alcohol, serious issue.
Yeah.
He speaks eloquently on that stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else, he's got right. no remorse. There's no chance at rehab or coming back from anything.
Didn't Trump settle out with the...
Stormy Daniels?
Was it Stormy Daniels he settled out with? I thought he settled out with some females.
No, he paid to kill stories that he got. Yeah. That's what he did. But Donald Trump's a dirtbag. I don't want him to be any logo of anything. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to buy Kobe Bryant jerseys. I'm not saying the Lakers shouldn't retire Kobe Bryant's number. I'm not saying any of that. I think Kobe evolved into a great dad. He loved his girls. He seemed like a good guy. He was very involved in his church and all of that. I think that's all true. But you don't, as a business, make a decision to honor someone when doing that is going to offend a large portion of your audience. And in my opinion, drinking and becoming an alcoholic is one thing. Sexually assaulting someone is totally different. I don't know. I mean, I think people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol are born predisposed to those things. And without proper therapy and guidance, they're going to probably right. die an early death.
But he was not convicted of that.
Right.
Right. Why didn't he go to trial, Greg?
Well, because he settled out of court. So right. I think all Danielle and Wiggy are saying is that in some cases you settle out of court because you did do something.
Right.
And in others, you settle out of court to make it go away.
And let's say Ray Lewis won 7 Super Bowls. Do you think they would say, let's put Ray Lewis on the logo of the NFL football?
But in the white suit?
Right.
But Ray Lewis was convicted. Ray Lewis was convicted of obstructing justice.
Right. What do you think is worse, obstructing justice or sexual assault?
See, and I'm with Ken, where when
can
you
answer that?
No, when you look at what Curtis
said. Hello, I just asked a question.
Hold on. The point isn't about what this guy did or didn't do. The point is, can somebody be rehabilitated to change their lives? And the point is,
yes, he was able to play in the NBA and make hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
But you're set on, if you settle out, you're guilty.
Well, so, in that case specifically, I've done a lot of reading on it. I recommend others do it too.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I have no doubt that Kobe Bryant sexually assaulted the hotel employee.
And I have very high suspicions about Roethlisberger. I covered that whole story, but he was a bad guy before it, and there were multiple reports of that. Afterwards, he's been on the straight and narrow, he's done nothing wrong. He's been a married man. His life has changed. I mean, that's evident to see.
Yeah,
I don't even know if you look at that logo, it's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the NBA even wants to change it? I mean, I understand Kyrie and others are pressuring them, but do you think they even want to?
Oh, I got it. This is why Wiggy wants us to do this so badly, because it's Kyrie's idea.
No. I think the NBA looks at it and goes, financially, can we make more money off of it, right?
No, that's not why. Gosh.
So financially, right, if they put Kobe Bryant, because they talked about this before, having jerseys just with the NBA logo on it, right? And so if there's a jersey with an NBA logo that's Michael Jordan, the Jumpman logo, you don't think that's going to sell a lot more than the standard, you know, NBA logo?
Yeah, I guess it would. I mean, you would have to consider Michael Jordan also.
Right, no,
I mean, you would have to.
But the same way
Russell Jordan... I mean, if you're going to go purely on their accomplishments in the game, it you could also put Larry Bird in
right,
there.
Right, but we're not
Time Lord.
But but Greg, don't look at their accomplishments just as a whole. Think about this. The NBA looking at how we can make money, right? So when you're talking about a guy like Kobe Bryant, he's got one of the highest selling sneakers out there. So if you put one of those, and I know he used the Kobe dribbling, but like kind of Kobe fadeaway shots, if you put that on the new NBA logo,
you're going to sell more jerseys
than you are with the standard Jerry West logo.
But Ken is right. Time Lord is not controversial at all. Like they should, like they should, and the logo could be him reaching out to hit an alarm clock.
He should be playing. He should be starting though.
Ainge's last good draft pick.
They should use Brad Stevens, and he could just be scratching his head, wondering what to do.
And Wiggy, they don't change the logo to make money. It's on the basketball. Nobody buys a basketball because of the logo on it. Like, no, but what are you talking about?
They sell jerseys.
Right, there's Kobe jerseys you can buy.
No, but the NBA wanted to do an NBA logo jersey.
Okay, why can't they do that now?
Hey, a texter is correct. Chris Curtis needs to watch Shawshank.
My favorite movie. I love Shawshank.
Is that your favorite?
Probably.
It's a great movie.
Cliche, but.
You think it's cliche?
To say it's your favorite movie.
To say it's your favorite. Yeah, no, it's a great movie, Shawshank.
Lord, you got Shawshank. It's a miracle.
Great movie. All right. We have got to get to this.
It's time for.
Is there a chance that Andy Reid hangs it up?
I do.
The dumbest of the day.
Or Danielle at the planetarium.
Yeah. Or the arboretum.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Coming up shortly, the news with Danielle and the ridiculous law that was just passed in Israel may be coming this way next with regard to vaccines. So get ready for it. We'll talk about that and other things during the news. But we tried to pay attention to everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
I'm doing this in protest because Ken comparing sexual assault to being an alcoholic was the dumbest, but I digress. We go to Illinois, where State Representative Marcus Evans has a big plan. You know, our country is in a difficult spot. We have this pandemic. We have, you know, global warming, which is just fire everywhere.
Economic distress.
Oh, and Wiggy.
Everyone's hair's on fire.
And this gentleman wants to ban Grand Theft Auto.
No, you don't.
Uh-oh, that's your game, isn't it?
No, you didn't.
You come for my Grand Theft Auto. I'm going to be standing there with my controller, and I'm going to do something to you on the video screen that you're not going to like.
In Olympia Fields, Illinois, there has been a recent surge in carjackings.
Uh-huh.
So okay. Representative Marcus Evans says no, no, no to Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto and other violent video games are getting in the minds of our young people and perpetuating the normalcy of carjacking. Carjacking is not normal, and carjacking must stop.
Grand Theft Auto has been around for 30 years or 25 years or whatever it is.
And carjacking was huge in the early 90s when Grand Theft Auto wasn't even around. What was going on back then?
I mean, what they ought to do is just give everybody a car. Wasn't that the plan in Baltimore?
Pay guys so they would shoot people.
Yeah, but they're going to pay people not to shoot somebody in Baltimore.
Right.
In Chicago, they should give them a car, and then they wouldn't have to.
Then you wouldn't have to jack nobody. I guess that's good.
All right, how do they go back? Like every 5 years, they go back to blaming movies, violent movies, and video games, and rock and roll
and
for
rap
things
songs.
That people do, and rap songs. Give me a break.
That's the dumbest thing ever. Now,
do you think a lot of kids in the like that are carjacking or 25-year-olds, whatever the age is, that they're getting it from Grand Theft Auto? I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, look at what Wiggy's doing with handicapped stickers.
Oh, God.
There's no handicap in pocket in Grand Theft Auto.
Even they have morals. They wouldn't let you do it on the Grand Theft Auto.
No, they don't have no spots.
You can shoot people, but you can't park in a handicapped spot.
Pretty much do whatever you want, Grand Theft Auto.
Come on, give me a break.
Man, that game's making millions, and now they want to do this. What a joke.
Well, how many are there now? I mean, I lost touch with it.
A million.
They keep adding stuff like online, different things you can do.
My favorite was Vice City.
I like San Andreas.
You did?
Yeah.
The music was better in Vice City.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a new Grand Theft Auto since 2013. The last Grand Theft Auto was Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right, but they keep doing, like, online Grand Theft Auto, so I don't know, like, what that is that they're doing.
Yeah.
My kids play it every now and then. I told you, now it's Call of Duty. They're going to want to ban that next?
Probably. Well, I mentioned that I got in trouble for allowing Brees to play Grand Theft Auto with me when he was, like, 7 or 8.
That's a mess.
But I would never allow him to participate in certain activities, like, you know, when it came to the hookers that were on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
We would always drive by. We would drive by
them. I always felt like those games were the best teaching tools for young kids.
Yeah.
Because you say, listen, in real life, you can't outrun 35 police officers and hide, and all of a sudden you can walk back on the street or get killed and come back, you know, 30 seconds later.
Also, in real life, there aren't, if you're robbing something, a police helicopter doesn't show up and guys don't rappel down it to apprehend you, so... All right. Well, anyway, I do not agree with that, and I will stand always for Grand Theft Auto. The news is coming up, and Danielle told me this morning that the mayor of Miami Beach is using my own words against me when it comes to the state of Florida and how I refer to it and what it should not be. So we will get to that during the news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
What?
With your host.
People's orifices.
Danielle Murr.
This is the most 2021 thing I've seen thus far.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Very, 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 very long.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, where's Danielle?
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more
at northeastmenshealth.com.
Okay, so today, about 50,000 new COVID-19 vaccine appointments will be available to the general public, or, you know, obviously if you fit the criteria. And to avoid the disaster that we had last time with the website, they've implemented a digital waiting room, and the governor spoke about that yesterday.
We've been working with our tech team to improve the site's capabilities and functionality to deal with big numbers, and the site will have bolstered server capacity to help manage heavier website traffic. That also means, among other things, that we're implementing what we're calling a digital waiting room, which is a feature to prevent outages on the scheduling website for mass vac sites. What that basically means, if there's high travel and traffic on the website, some users might be placed in the waiting room. The page will display more information about when you'll be allowed to proceed, but it's basically the equivalent of creating a line. It's designed to basically keep the site running and operating and to make sure people can get through and have a smooth and uninterrupted experience. We certainly expect the site's performance tomorrow to be significantly better.
Let's take 25,000 of those babies, Curtis, and should we give them to the teachers or to the trash men and women?
Let's split it up halfway.
Okay.
To the winner, right. If you were paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad, Wiggy.
With the pen.
Are you starting to run into people who say that they have been vaccinated and they don't appear to be in one of the groups that
really,
you are? Okay.
And don't have an elderly person that they drove to get a co-appointment? Yes. People I've seen post and they're like, yeah, well, I have XYZ for whatever. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah,
I liar.
You guys are running into people? Who's these people?
Well, like online. Like you talk to people. Okay.
I actually see people. I actually attended a retirement dinner for a Westboro police officer last night. What do you mean? It was like seven people or something.
Ken. Ken's kind of hypocritical because he actually has family members that are under the age of 65 that have been vaccinated.
You don't know that.
I would like to say thank you and good luck to JK from the Westboro PD, who retired after a long career.
All right, enjoy your retirement.
Were the chicken tenders free?
No, I paid for those chicken tenders, and I ordered sour cream on the side.
Chicken tenders?
Right, yeah. Sour cream and chicken tenders?
It's the best thing ever.
Really?
It's so fast.
I've said it on the show before. Buffalo chicken tenders with sour cream as a dipper?
I can see buffalo.
Have you ever tried dipping sour cream in sour cream?
Yeah, he has.
No, it's blue cheese if you're going to go with buffalo.
No, blue cheese or ranch, I get it, but just try sour cream. It's a game changer.
I'll try it. We'll try it.
It'll change your life.
I do like sour cream.
Yeah. All right, anyway, there are more
important things. I like sour grapes.
there are more important things to talk about. What else is going on today, Daniel?
Well, a lot of discussion this week, of course, about Tiger Woods and his car accident. And the L.A. County Sheriff yesterday did a press conference. Alex Villanueva tells us that there will be no charges contemplated against Tiger.
We don't contemplate any charges whatsoever in this crash. This remains an accident. Accident is not a crime. They do happen, unfortunately.
But obviously, this is going to be equipped
with this black box, and we'll have some information about the speed. It may be a factor in this accident.
Well, that is turning out to be a great ad for that car. That car has 10 airbags in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That Genesis?
Yeah.
We only have 5.
You'll have one to buy tomorrow.
They're expensive.
I don't know. Do you think Tiger is getting a bad rap, like people suggesting, based on that interview that he did with Jim Nance? I went back and watched that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, oh, he looked so bloated and like he was on a bender.
I didn't know that was coming, right?
People are always going to make assumptions and judge,
but I didn't
no matter
think,
what.
I thought he was fine during that interview.
Right, but it goes back to the conversation that we were having with Curtis, the rehabilitation thing, right?
Yeah,
so you knew that was coming with Tiger. It's any accident he gets into driving, because we've seen the video of him on the police camera when he was sauced up.
Yeah.
Anytime he gets into some type of vehicle accident, it's going to be, oh, he was high on something. He must have been drinking.
Right, exactly.
No, it was pills. That's what, I mean, he would have been, I think he was just Sunday on national TV talking about the back pain and the back surgery.
Yeah, he was.
And then the next morning, or 2 days later, he's flipping his car into some bush 800 feet from the road. I think it's logical to wonder about that.
Yeah.
The sheriff did mention yesterday during the live stream that Tiger was not drunk.
Another question here, was he drunk? He was not drunk. That is definitely, we can throw that one out. Speculation, irresponsible, no. There was no evidence of any impairment. I said that yesterday, and that's just the facts.
All right.
Okay. All right. Now, what's going on in Israel? They've passed a law that would allow the identities of people who have not been vaccinated to be shared with authorities. And basically, what they're doing here is allowing people to shame you and target you if you have not had the COVID-19 vaccine.
And they're talking about wanting to do that here.
They are. They've so far administered both doses of the Pfizer vaccine to about a third of the population in Israel, which is 9 million people total. They're coming out of lockdown right now, getting rid of some of the restrictions on places like gyms and indoor dining and whatnot. But yeah, the statement said that personal information, they said personal information can't be used for any purpose other than encouraging people to be vaccinated. But you know how that's going to go.
It's naming and shaming. Mm-hmm. It's like 1930s Communist Party stuff.
Got no problem with the shaming. They shamed you for not wearing a mask. Did you not get shamed for wearing a mask?
You have no problem with the government announcing who has gotten the vaccine and who hasn't, and then everybody being able to shame people who decided for their own personal health choices that they didn't want to get a vaccine?
Listen, walk around and pull your mask down below your nose and see what people say to you.
But
shame,
wearing a mask and getting a vaccine are not the same thing.
Well, if you're telling me the vaccine is to save lives the same way the mask was, how are they not the same thing?
Because wearing a mask is not the same as injecting something into your body. And
it's
that's
crazy.
A personal choice for people.
It's crazy that they would do. Ken, you're not on board with this, are you?
I'm not, actually.
Okay.
I think that's too far. And by the way, I mean, like, if you get the vaccine yourself, you should be fine. It doesn't even really, I guess they're trying to eradicate the virus, so you're not helping that way. But I'm safe if I get the vaccine. Why do I care if you don't?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Ken's original point, if people did get the vaccine, to have like some bracelet or wristband to let everybody know they've been vaccinated?
Yeah, no, I like that. That restores public
confidence. Well, that turns into the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, but it's your choice to, you have it, you can flaunt it, you can wear it. You don't have to.
Okay. Try walking around Brookline without that.
That's
you'll get shamed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about Grand Theft Auto this morning and lawmakers that want to ban that. But did you see what happened yesterday in Canton, that wild situation on 138?
The car that was run off the road and then the dude got out shooting?
Yes, yes.
Do they know why?
They think it was intentional, but they don't. I don't believe that they have the suspects yet. There's a cell phone video that shows a passenger getting out of the vehicle that was run off the road and then starting to shoot at the people in the other video, and then that car speeds away. We've got some audio from a gem of a human, the police chief in Canton, Ken Berkowitz.
My initial thought when I saw it, honestly, was I was disgusted that someone would be that careless, that brazen. We don't believe it was road rage. The parties knew each other, and it was intended. Do yourself a favor and turn yourself in.
Is everybody at Town Spa Pizza down the road okay in Stoughton?
Yes,
that's all I care
fine.
About.
Yeah, gotta be careful with those road rage people.
Oh, it's crazy.
They'll kill you
quick. Crazy.
Yes, yes.
Yep. Now, Greg.
Says the guy who is parking in handicapped spaces.
Allegedly. He was kidding, Greg. He was joking.
Oh, you're always joking.
Listen, yeah. The other one who's got, didn't you get in a road rage incident where the lady pulled a sign on you?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yes, that woman driving back from the Cape, she had a pre-made middle finger up sign that she holds up to other people on the highway.
Is that Rachel Walt Rollins?
That's pretty smart, though.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person that would have something
that's
like that.
That's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
By the way, that Rachel Rollins story sure disappeared quick.
Yes, right?
She was cleared by Maura Healey.
Okay.
Maura Healey.
No sign of impairment.
Our future governor.
Maura Healey did a full investigation and was able to clear her, Curtis.
Can we have our guns back, please? Greg, you need to stop referring to Florida as the anything-goes state, okay? That's at least according to the mayor of Miami Beach. Dan Gelber is not happy about people referring to it as that or thinking that that's what's going on because they're just coming to Miami and creating chaos. Here is the mayor.
Well, if you're coming here because you think it's a sort of anything goes place, please turn around or go somewhere else.
Oh,
turn around. Well, see you later. We don't want to
have been calling it that for several months. That's what it is. That's what it is down there.
It's wide open. Not.
It's wide open. I'm going back down there next month.
Not what the mayor says. You are not welcome.
I'm free to travel. Free to roam the country.
Speaking of my dad, who's been down there for a while, he said he's never seen more out-of-state cars in Florida in the 15 years he's been going down there.
Everybody's moving there.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
going down there to party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's open. Strip clubs, nightclubs.
There is a guy in Virginia who broke the world record that you probably didn't know existed for longest swim in handcuffs. This guy swam over 5 miles in handcuffs.
What?
I mean, I can't even swim 3 laps without being winded.
Yes.
That is very tough. But yeah, he broke the record for us for swimming while handcuffed. Ben Katzman is his name, and he talks about his feet.
The beginning was, I would say the first half was easier than I thought, and the last mile was way harder than I thought. I'm ecstatic right now. I'm so hyper, and I'm probably going to crash really hard tonight.
This would be a great time to relive the priest in handcuffs moment from the old show, if possible. Can I? I don't know if you have that, but on the old program, there was a 911 call made by a priest who had, unfortunately, he had put himself another individual had put him into handcuffs and put a ball gag in his mouth.
And then threw him in the water?
Well, he got Well, then he got stuck. He got stuck in them in the rectory. And he had to. Unfortunately, I mean, it's an awful thing. If you're have you ever been stuck in a ball gag and handcuffs? Anybody?
It's
Curtis?
A bitch.
Curtis.
It's,
yep,
it's an awful thing if you can't get out and you have to call 911.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's a little bit hard to hear him. This is pre COVID and pre mask, but he was dealing with the ball gag issue.
I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Where at in the building are you?
I'm in the front room. Come to the front door.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Just playing with them.
Just playing. Yeah, okay, you're playing with them.
That's
all right.
This is my favorite right. audio in the history of all audio.
What state was that from?
Springfield, Illinois. Oh. It happened in the incident happened in November of 2011, but the audio didn't come out until January. And then that guy was basically ousted from his parish.
Oh, you think so?
And he spent some time, I think, being away from. Because I mean, if that he is 42 now, so he mean he was like. I don't know, like, 32, 33 when that happened. So he just got reassigned to a different parish this past fall.
Oh, he did?
And he was just, he gave this big sermon about the new normal.
He's still a priest?
Good for him. If some of the other stuff that's gone on in the Catholic Church was allowed to slide, this guy can give his sermon. I'm fine with it. Just because he's a little freaky.
I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
And a ball gag in my mouth.
Right.
It's going to become a medical emergency.
By the way, Danielle, doesn't this remind you of when Jim stepped on the key when Michael was all locked up?
Yes. Has anyone seen a small brass key?
That's unbelievable.
My God. The guy that sponsored his return to the parish real quick, he made an announcement about it to the parish, and he said, "Let me point out to everyone who has expressed some fears, concerns, and worries that Father Tom did nothing immoral or illegal in his behavior. He did nothing against children, nor did he involve anyone else in his situation.
Right.
Was his behavior bizarre? Yes, without a doubt. But he's gone through counseling, so it's okay.
We welcome him back to the Catholic
Church. Got to shame the freak out of the priest.
Open arms. Ooh. All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins will join us at 9. And a quick reminder that if for any reason you cannot listen to this show on the radio, like for instance, you're stuck in a pair of handcuffs. And a ball gag, and you can't turn the radio on, you can stream it at weei.com or... You can download the radio.com app and stream this show. Make sure you favorite WEEI within the app. It makes the whole thing easier. And then you can take us wherever you go or you don't go because you can't move because you're stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.